Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Aisha Counts. Aisha, what can you tell us about Reddit Answers? What is it?
It is basically an AI chatbot. So when you go on the Reddit site, you'll be able to ask the question. So maybe you're wondering, what city should I live in, San Francisco or New York? And it'll pull all the different conversations that are happening on Reddit and basically give you a summary of it. So it might say, well, New York is better for drinks, but San Francisco might has better weather, right? And it'll kind of pull from discussions that people are already having across the site.
Why does Reddit need a platform like this?
You know, for people who use Reddit, it can be a little bit overwhelming. There's, I think, 100,000 different communities for things like gardening or personal finance, billions of posts. And so sometimes finding the right community or like finding the kind of conversations that you want to participate in is actually a little bit difficult. And so this is a way of sort of helping people to do that. And then also just summarizing all the different hot takes and conversations that people are having on the site.
How does Reddit Answers differ from other AI tools on other social media platforms?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because a lot of other social media platforms, say Snapchat, which has this bot called My AI, it almost operates like a friend. So you kind of talk to it. It's very conversational. It might have a personality. Meta, for example, also has chatbots that are similar to that. So you can go and talk to one that sounds like Awkwafina or Judi Dench. Reddit is not really taking that approach. It doesn't necessarily want you to talk to the chatbot like it's a friend. It's more to just give you information and summarize things. And part of that is because Reddit wants you to actually go find authentic, real human conversations. So that's what the way that it's a little bit different.
Do you think a lot of Reddit users will use this, use Reddit Answers, rather than sticking maybe with the subreddits that they're now subscribed to?
You know, my personal opinion is, I mean, I think there are people who are hardcore Redditors who are super, super involved in their subreddit or community. So if they're in the gardening community, they probably already understand how the site works and will like go to the communities that they know. But I think it's going to help a lot of people that maybe aren't super active on Reddit or come to it occasionally for certain questions. Like, I think those people, it'll really help. Like, people who don't maybe already know how it works or are not as active.
What do we know about the timeline for the rollout of Reddit Answers?
So they're testing it now, basically, with like a small group of people in the U.S. And then over the coming months, they plan to have it in other countries and then to allow people to speak to it in other languages besides just English. So they're testing it now with a very small group. I'm not sure how many people, and then they'll kind of expand it further.
How are other social media platforms using AI? How is it helping their customers?
I mean, there's so many ways. I mentioned earlier, Snapchat has this bot called My AI where people can talk to it like a friend. And maybe you take a picture of a menu and you're like, can you tell me what item to order from this store, right? Or from this restaurant. On Meta, you might use it to search across Facebook or to just get a recommendation. And then, of course, AI is used in the back end, right? So it's helping you find ads that you might be interested in or sending you information. So there's a ton of different ways, and I think we're going to see even more ways. They might start to do more of like video generation, and we'll probably see AI influencers. And there's so many different ways that they're sort of experimenting with how they're going to use AI.
Before we let you go, you're tech savvy. You're our tech guru. Would you use Reddit Answers?
I honestly would. I think it would be super helpful. I mean, because like I mentioned the example of San Francisco versus New York and what to do, it's so much easier to have it kind of pull a bunch of recommendations in one place than me having to go to like four or five different subreddits. So I honestly think I will use it.
Aisha, thank you. Bloomberg tech reporter Aisha Counts. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.